Wow, it's really good to be back with you again. I'm so grateful to Pastor Jane and my dear brother Jeff to have me in their home. It's a joy when you come out and you have that fellowship. That's something you don't get a lot of over there, is that like-minded fellowship of minister to minister, you know, where you can just be yourselves and share and enjoy. So I thank the Lord for that. And I want to thank the church today for all that you have done for Disciples of Mercy. Thank you that you give in on a monthly basis to us in our general funding, and also orphans, and also into the prisons. And I thank you very much for that. You know, our prison project has gone on so well. And from July 18 to September 19, we enrolled 2,282 students in the prisons. Praise the Lord. And there were some that were transferred and some that were released. The ones that were transferred from one prison to another, if there was a Bible school there, then they would go on with it. If they were released, some of them would come back to us at Disciples of Mercy and finish their course so that they could also graduate. So I'm thrilled about that. And we have 123 officers who are in charge of the prisoners, went through the course as well in that 12, 13 months. So that's a big thing. When the officers start to go through the course as well, you know the word is working mightily inside. He's a way maker. Amen. You know, when the officers see the change in the inmates, then also they want to get in on the scene as well, and they have had great changes. So during that time, we were able to lead 2,632 inmates to the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And we were able to reach 14,000 inmates with the gospel, the preaching of the word in the prisons that we went to. So thank God. Now, you're a great part of that. You're a major part of that. And so I thank God for you, and may God bless you in return in abundance. Now, with your prison, I just want to give you just a brief comment on that. Your Kibos prison that you actually sponsor as a church will be graduating on the 29th of October. When I get back, it'll be graduating. I have a guest speaker coming in from South Carolina who will be the guest speaker there, Pastor Pam Smith from Myrtle Beach. And you have 55 students graduating in that Bible school. Praise the Lord. Now remember, this was a prison that was, it is a maximum security prison, but it was a prison that was rock hard. And for so long, we could not even get one to even receive the Lord. And they would line up around the fences, and here we'd be preaching, and nobody would come, and we'd just preach like we're preaching to the atmosphere. But the word was going out and was working mightily like the way maker. And you don't know when you preach the word, you don't know where it's going, you don't know what it's doing. Then suddenly there was breakthrough. And people began to get saved, and people got enrolled in the Bible school, and great changes took place. And the officer in charge there now is born again and very much on fire for the things of God. Do you know, these things just don't happen. They come out of prayer. So I know as a church you pray, and these are the results that have come out of your prayer for that prison. Praise the Lord. So rewards in heaven for the many souls that have come through that particular prison. Amen. Glory to God. I want to just share a word with you this morning about looking through the eye of faith. You know, you can't get away from faith. And, you know, we need reminding all the time, because we can slip back into the everyday walk with God. And we love God. We even talk to God. We might have some sort of a prayer life. But the thing is, if we're not exercising our faith on a daily basis, it's not pleasing to the Lord. It says we have to please the Lord with that faith. So in 2 Corinthians 4:18, it says, "While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." And so if we don't walk by faith and we get caught up walking by sight, we will look at the things that are seen. We will be moved by what we feel and see. But we sang there this morning, we're not to be moved by what we feel and see. We're to be moved by faith, knowing that the way maker is making a way. And because he loves us, he'll always make a way. But you know, believing that sometimes is hard when you're under a stress situation. And we get under a stress situation because we don't walk by faith. Because as long as you're looking at the circumstances will always talk to you. And they have a very loud voice when you're under pressure. Amen? Especially financial pressure. But it can apply to the home, it can apply to the workplace, it can apply to the body if you're not feeling well. And so these voices are very loud in us, and they bring that stress which turns us away from what we cannot see onto what we can see, and then we're moved by that rather than what we cannot see. You know, we're a very special people because we walk by faith. We can walk in a realm that's not seen. But you have to keep reminding yourself that that is the realm we live in. We were born of that realm. We're not born of the natural realm anymore. You were born again. Once with your mother in the natural realm, second with the Father from above. And so this realm that we walk in now is the most powerful realm because you can see with the eye of faith what the people of the world cannot see. So they don't know how you got to where you got. They don't know what you've received, how you've received what you've received. But we know it came by faith. You heard this morning. By faith, another 20,000 came in and brought you up to, oh, now it's only 4,000 odd and you'll be through for phase two. I mean, that's a miracle. It's a miracle. So if your faith is out there working all the time, you'll find that God is moving on your behalf. Even when you don't see it, he's talking to somebody about something to get you to where you need to be. So when we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which when we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal. Anything you can lay your eyes on is temporal. It'll be here today, gone tomorrow. But eternity is for us. We have to have faith because we're going into eternity. We're going into a place that is beyond what you can see, feel, and touch here. Amen? In Colossians 3:2, it says, set your affections on the things above and not on the things of the earth. You know, that takes a discipline to keep your affections on Christ, not on the things of the earth that you can see and touch. But to keep your affections on God, the one that you cannot see and not, cannot touch, and it can only be by faith. Because we worship a God and love a God that you can't touch, you can't see, except by your spirit. You can make contact with him here. He's a spirit. You are also a spirit. And we connect by the spirit. And so we have to keep our affections on the things above, on the Lord Jesus Christ, on his word, over and above the circumstances. Circumstances will always be there, but we have an avenue that takes us higher than the circumstances. Sometimes the circumstances are so real and so pressurable, you think you'll never come out of that situation. It's so bogging you down. But when we set our affections and we lift our sights a little higher than what we were, then you find that you start to elevate and rise to the level of that affection. But it takes discipline. It takes faith. You have to make a decision. I'm going to walk by faith and not by sight. It takes taking the word and making the word first place in your life. That's how you set your affections on the things above and not on the things of this earth. The things of the earth are temporal. Don't set your love down here. Don't set your affections down here. Lift it up over. Work what you have to work down here, and you work it by the natural. But up there, you work it by faith. Amen. There's a high life for us to live. And when we live the earthly life, it's a low life. And when we're living just from paycheck to paycheck or from situation to situation, then we're living a low life. I heard the Lord say once, I don't know whether I said it here, but I'll say it again. You earn your giving, I will take care of your living. You know, when you learn to live by faith, it doesn't matter what your paycheck says because you shop by faith. Yeah. Ladies, we shop by faith. It's the truth. I tell you, I shop by faith. Yeah. God can take you into a store and before you know it, come out with a big basket full. Yeah. I've proven it time and time again. Praise the Lord. Yeah. So we have to lift our affections over and above. Don't be moved by what you're feeling and seeing. In Isaiah 55:11, it says, so shall my word that goes forth out of my mouth, it shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. So when we take the word and the word goes forth out of our mouth, or that's his mouth, this is the mouthpiece of God on the earth, it shall not come back void. It's not going to come back empty as long as our faith is out there undergirding that word. Yes. Amen. But we have faith. If you don't have faith, it's not going to work out there by itself. The word and faith go together like water and wet. So as you put out the word over the circumstance and undergird it with your faith, the Bible says it will not return void. It will not come. That's why you can't be moved by what you feel and see. As long as you put out that word, undergirded by your faith, then you know that God is working mightily in that situation, even though with the natural eyes, it can tell you the opposite. It can tell you that nothing's going to come out of this, that you're never going to get ahead in this situation. There's no answer to this. It's just a dead block. You'll never go anywhere in this situation. But as long as Jesus is on the throne, there will always be a way, because he is the way. He said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Amen? But if we put out the word, but we don't believe that which we're saying with our mouth and believing it in our heart, then it doesn't have any substance to work on. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So we must put it out, undergird it, and leave it out there by the confession of our mouth, not by what we see with the natural eye, but what we see by the eye of faith. No matter how bad it is, we don't pull that confession in. No matter how rough it might be in any circumstance we're going through, we do not allow it to come back void. We keep it out there, and God is working mightily on that situation. We read it, we sang that this morning. It was a good song. And it will accomplish that which I please. It will accomplish that which is sent to do. The word has power to do the work if you believe and you speak the word. You do not have to do the work yourself. You have to believe, because how many believers do we have here? Four. Oh, a few more. Yeah, as long as we believe, we will receive. But just to speak it and we don't believe that which we are saying, then you will not accomplish what you sent the word to do. So it is the work of the Spirit to work it for you and bring it and manifest it back into you. Now, church, that's easy. Faith is easy. But we have to work the word for the word to work for you. And you must believe that which you say and believe in your heart shall come to pass, even when you can't see it. Amen? Amen. And it shall prosper in the thing where I sent it to. It'll prosper because God said it will prosper. Yes. It doesn't matter how bad it looks. And sometimes out there it looks pretty bad. But we keep standing on the word, no matter how tough it is. You know, recently we had a lot of problems with our school buses. We have a few of those buses that go out and pick up the children and bring them in. And they were old. And they were breaking down. And every week they're in the workshop getting something done to them, just trying to keep them on the road. The roads are very, very rough. The springs would break. And before you know it, you're replacing two or three springs each bus every week. I'm telling you, it was costing a fortune. So I'd been praying about a school bus, a new school bus. It was a huge leap of faith. So I trusted the Lord, and I just kept trusting the Lord. And then one night, in my night, just before I went to bed, I began to sense the Lord saying, go and buy a new bus. Absolutely nothing in the bank. Zero. Have you ever had a zero? But I knew we had this new bus. Could we see it? No way. Did we have the money? Absolutely not. But I went down into the office the next morning and I said to the staff there, I believe we're just going to buy a new bus. And you see why, how I'm looking at you, that's how they looked at me. I said, so ring up Isuzu, that's the bus company, and ask him about a new bus. Well, I'm telling you, before the administrator could even get on the phone, I had a phone call from the school office. And the secretary there said, there's a man who wants to talk to you. I said, by that time, anybody can talk to me because they're zero. So I said, send him up. He came. And can you imagine, he was from Isuzu and nobody had contacted him. He said he was walking past the gate of our compound and he thought, maybe these people would like a truck or a bus or something. So he came in, and now he's a salesman. You know, so they're going to sell you this thing. Da, 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 da. So I said, no, I just want a 51-seater bus. Well, he said, you know, I said, I'm just ordering it now. Just order it. He said, just like that? I said, yeah, just order it. So we ordered this 51-seater bus. Then he said, well, you'll need a deposit. Oh, hallelujah. I mean, these were circumstances you could look at very easily, and you could be moved by what you feel and see. I said, it's no problem. How? What percent do you want? 20%? No, no problem. Faith speaks. So within a week, we had the deposit. A miracle. Yeah. So I just said to him, there it is. Just go ahead and do what you have to do. Praise the Lord. You see, if you're not moved by what you feel and see, what you can get is amazing because you shop by faith. Of course, we had to go to the bank. The bank said, no, we're not going to touch you. No, hallelujah. It was like zero. So I said, no problem. We can just go to the next bank, knowing that the next bank could say the same thing. But we went back to prayer and we just claimed it in the spirit realm, and the bank okayed that thing to go ahead. Can you imagine how we felt when the 51-seater brand new boom, 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 boom bus pulled in with those big mirrors, you know? The kids were so excited, but I was more excited. Hallelujah. And then, of course, the other tour bus, because you need three running at one time, and they do three trips in the morning, three trips at lunchtime, three in the evening, bang, bang, bang on those rough roads. And, of course, one motor went out, bloomp, out of one of the buses. I thought, now what, you know? And you're having to hire vehicles while this is going on so that you can keep the program going. Very expensive. So we needed a new engine. Okay, that's quite a lot of money. But I tell you what, same principle. Go back to the Word. Go back into the presence of God. Declare what it is that you require. Then send that Word out, undergirded by your faith, to bring in that motor. So we got another motor. Within a week, the other bus motor blew up. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I worked the Word like never before in this last 6 months. Out we went and got another motor. So we got two brand new motors put in our other two buses. And I'm telling you now, I employed a full-time mechanic because I thought he'll have a lot to do. But now the buses are running so good, I don't know what to do with this mechanic. I tell you, just keep your faith out there. Keep trusting God on every turn of the situation, no matter how hard it looks. And, you know, the repairs to the vehicles, the mechanic we were using in town after a time, he said, no, don't even bring your bus because you haven't paid the bill. So, whoop, over the top. But I see now we're out of debt. We don't have that debt. We don't have that problem because our buses are running so well. But it comes by faith in trusting the Lord Jesus Christ beyond what you can see with your natural eyes. Beyond what you feel or what bank account or what the banks are saying, what it is that you require, God has already met the need. But you only have to believe so that you can receive. Amen? Amen. So we don't walk by sight, we walk by faith. The just shall live by faith. Now, if we're the justified, which we are by the blood of Jesus, then we walk by faith. And anything less, the Bible says, if you draw back, God's not pleased. If we draw back to the natural and we look at our circumstances, you see, oh, we'd never be able to do that, we'd never be able to do that. You have to speak beyond what you can see and believe, beyond what the circumstances are telling you, and then it connects with the Spirit of God. So faith causes you to see the things that have not been revealed to the senses. It takes you into another realm where you can see everything that you ever require is there. That's why Pastor Jane was able to use her faith to extend the parking lot and everything else that has to be done out there. That's not just a simple thing. That's a faith thing. Yeah. Yeah. So she's seen it finished already because faith is now. So when you order something or when you decide to do something, you've already seen it. Now you come back and you start to tell the people, this is what we're going to do. Because, you see, I'd seen the bus. It was already there. In fact, I went to the clinic one day and I said to the nurse, did you see the new bus pull in? She said, I didn't. Has it come? She pulled up. Oh, I said, you have little faith. See, I could see it. It was already in the compound. But they're looking for it, you see. But you see, when I came here the other day, I could see this finish because faith always sees a finished product. Amen. And then it goes back and it starts. But it starts because it's already finished. So Pastor Jane can see this was a finished product, otherwise she wouldn't have seen it. It wouldn't have started it. She can see it, so she comes back to start it, because it is by faith and not by sight. See, if she was moved by what the costs were going to be, you'd never even see anything happening out there. But that's faith in action. You've got it right under your nose here. And the same way she's believing for that to be finished is the same way you'll believe even for food on your table, or you probably wouldn't have to do that in Africa. I mean, in where are we? America? But over there, sometimes you have to believe for food on your table. Yeah, so whether it's food on your table, whether it's a bus or whether it's a parking lot, it comes by faith the same way. Yeah, amen. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17. Faith is produced by the word. Now, when we take time to get into the word, faith and the word are coupled together. It stirs the faith of God on the inside of us and begins to connect with that word that you're speaking. It goes out and it does what it's sent to do. Faith and the word are connected. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Not just once, but keep staying in the word, staying in the word, staying in the word. You know, when you lose hope, sometimes you can lose hope in a situation. But hope is in the word. When you start to read the word, hope rises. In other words, you start to get a picture that this could possibly happen. Now you attach the word, which is faith, to it. Now the picture becomes a reality. That's so easy if we just do it. But sometimes we want to be a bit lazy and not use faith. But faith is simple. It can bring you far beyond what you could even ask or think. In Psalms 119:105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So the word of God goes just like a flashlight. It just shows you the way and you walk there in it. Now, if it gets dark, you stop. And you say, now, Lord, what's happening here? You get the word again, get into more word until it opens the pathway again and you walk in it again. But now, if you get into a dark place, don't start saying, what do you think we should do now? What'll I do now? No, the word is what will show you the way, not anybody else. God and his word are one. So it's only the word that will light your path. Because if you get everybody's opinions, you could be going this way and that way and end up off the path. But if you stay in the word will light your path. Isn't that the truth? Yeah, because the word is light. God and his word are one. God is light. So it is God going before you and preparing the way. So what do we have to do? Walk ye in it. How simple is that? Just so easy. But you know, the church is the most powerful institute on the earth today. But it's the laziest. We got born again and then we stopped there. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. But we don't go on using the word. And yet coming out of darkness into light was the greatest manifestation of God's power ever in your life. To bring you out of the clutches of the enemy into the things of God. And so the same way that you said, Jesus, come into my heart, you were confessing that he was Lord, and it brought you over into light, into the kingdom of God, from the kingdom of darkness. Now that you're in the kingdom of light, you need to establish your kingdom, the boundaries of the kingdom, wherever you live, by faith. That's what's happening out here. They are establishing the boundaries of the kingdom. Anybody driving past knows something's happening here. Because it's being established. They're taking territory here. The devil knows he can't come back on this territory. He's bound and defeated because they have taken it by faith. And now they're establishing the buildings and the parks and all they have to do there by faith. So it has driven back the darkness, and by light they have established it. And that's what you do in your life. You drive back the darkness and establish the light. Now that's your territory. Everywhere your foot shall tread, God's given it to you. You take another step, everywhere your foot shall tread, God's given it to you. You're driving back the inhabitants that have been on that land. Wherever there's land, there are demons.
Yeah, you try and buy a block of land and tell me you never had any trouble with it. Yeah, there'll always be conflict because demons don't like to move off their land. Yeah. But you see, now they have established it by faith. So now they're driving back the darkness. Finances are flowing. Before you know it, Pastor John will be starting some other project because faith never stays still. Faith is always moving. Now faith is, not it was. Now faith is. And it's moving on no matter what it looks like. Keep your faith out there. Psalms 119:130. And it says, the entrance of thy words give light. It gives understanding unto the simple. The entrance of his word. Well, for the entrance of the word to give light, we have to let the word enter. The word out there, just sitting there in your Bible, is not going to help you unless you let it enter. Once it enters in, it illuminates the way. It shines from the inside to the outside to show you, this is the way, walk ye in it. The entrance of his word brings light. It gives understanding. To see the pathway is one thing. Now to understand how to do it is another. But as you take in the word lights it up, then God gives you the understanding. Do it like this. See, it was one thing to know I needed a new bus. It was another thing to know, step out and do this and this and it'll drive into your compound. Amen. It was one thing for Pastor Jane to see what needed doing. The light had shone and shown her. But now she needed understanding by the Spirit, because it's got to come by faith, to put together the three phases. So the entrance of his word brings light. And then the understanding comes up by the Spirit, and then you take a step of faith. Now, if all she had ever done was say, you know, we need a parking lot there. Oh, hallelujah, praise the Lord, we need a parking lot there. We need, you know, church, we need a parking lot there. Then there would be no parking lot. But the entrance of his word brought the light, gave her understanding, and she took a step of faith. And if you don't think it's a step of faith to go on a project like this, you're mistaken. It takes a step of faith. Somebody who can say, I've seen the end, and now let's walk it out together. And that's what's happening out there. So you've got it right under your eyes. You'll be able to see faith unfolding. And then when it's finished, many of you will say, oh, I knew Pastor Jane could do it. But in the beginning, some of you were saying, what's she doing? How are we going to do that? That's crazy. That's too much money. We're not such a big church. We will never be able to do it. But when it's finished, oh, we knew Pastor Jack. This is our church. This is our parking lot. We knew she'd be able to do it. Yeah. But you see, instead of riding on somebody else's faith, you've got your own on the inside of you. So God wants you to use your own and stir it up, so that you can have what he wants you to have and what was planned for you from the beginning of time. So as you take time in the word illuminates and shines on your path, brings understanding, and then you begin to walk in it. Now that's easy, church. That's an easy road for you. So if we get lazy, of course, we'll just sit back and say, what's she doing now? Oh, okay. So we got on phase three. That was good. What happened to phase two? It's finished. Okay. But, you know, if you're part of it, you will be stirring your faith to join with her faith and push this thing quicker. Because in corporate faith, things move very fast. But if one person is just trying to pull the whole thing along, it takes longer and more stress, pressure. And that's not easy on the leader. But as a church, we're supposed to pull together, join our faith together, and step out together. Now we have a corporate strength. And every time you step out, oh, I see this finished in the eye of faith. Ah, Pastor Jane, I see my car parked over there. Thank God we're not walking in mud, we're walking on paving paths. And you might be in the mud. Well, that doesn't matter, because by the eye of faith, you're seeing the paving. Yeah. See? And when you join your faith with hers, I'm telling you, as a leader, that brings strength. You suddenly think to yourself, well, I'm not in this alone. Even though you know it's right, it's good to get on board in this situation. So, of course, with the bus, once we decided that was it and we had the little man running around. Everybody was on board. Oh, we're getting a bus, we're getting a bus. Oh, praise the Lord, we're getting a bus. But in the beginning, what are you doing? The buses are late, the bus is broken down. And now you have to hire, and, you know, it's like on you. But once you step out by faith, people are with you. Because it lifts the whole body when you walk by faith. Why? Because we're to walk by faith and not by sight. And if we don't use our faith, it's not pleasing to the Lord. But as a corporate body, when you use your faith, the Lord is pleased, everybody is pleased, less pressure on the leader, and things are moving at high speed. Because, you know, God has no shortage. From the beginning of time, when he made the heavens and the earth, he knew how much gold, how much silver, how much oil, how much of everything would ever be needed in the earth. And it's all still here today. But it's over here in the wrong hands. So in prayer, we pull it back. The wealth of the sinner laid up for the just. So you call it back in because it belongs to the body. It belongs to God's people. This earth belongs to us and the fullness thereof because we're God's. And so you call it back in and you make it yours. And then you walk in the blessings of God by faith. God bless you. Pastor Jane.